Chapter 62, Sowing Beside All Waters. By invitation, I attended a meeting held at Healdsburg in connection with the closing of the school year, May 29, 1903. I was glad to learn that teachers and students had united in dispensing with the wearisome and profitless exercises that usually attend the closing of a school, and that the energies of all to the very close were devoted to profitable study. On Friday morning, the certificates were quietly handed to those who were entitled to them, and then students and teachers united in an experience meeting in which many recounted the blessings that they had freely received from God during the year. On Sabbath morning, I spoke to a large audience in the commodious meeting house of the Healdsburg Church. The students and teachers were seated in front, and I was blessed in presenting to them their responsibility as laborers together with God. The Savior calls upon our teachers and students to render efficient service as fishers of men. In the evening, a large audience assembled in the church to listen to a musical program rendered by Brother Beardsley and his pupils. Good singing is an important part of the worship of God. I am glad that Brother Beardsley is training the students so that they can be singing evangelists. I was much pleased with what I saw of the school. During the past year, it has made marked progress. Both teachers and students are reaching higher and still higher in the spiritual life. During the past year, there have been remarkable conversions. Lost sheep have been found and brought back to the fold. Review and Herald, July 14, 1903.